Women's rights groups are sure to raise the issue of abortion during confirmation hearings this fall for John G. Roberts, Jr., President Bush's nominee to fill the Supreme Court vacancy when Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced her retirement. Mary Agnes, can you tell us about that?
Many women's groups will be watching Senator Dianne Feinstein closely, counting on the California Democrat to pin down Roberts on a wide range of women's issues, especially since he's slated to succeed the first woman to serve on the high court. Feinstein is the only woman on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will be conducting Roberts' confirmation hearings. Feinstein has said that she told Roberts in a July 25th meeting how important Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that affirmed abortion rights, was to her. But she won't say what Roberts said to her about abortion during their private meeting.
What has Roberts said or written about abortion?
He testified in the 2003 hearings before he was confirmed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia that Roe is, quote, the settled law of the land, unquote. In 1991, while serving as a Deputy Solicitor General in President George Bush's administration, Roberts filed a brief in which he wrote that Roe was, quote, wrongly decided and should be overruled, close quote. These statements, as well as others, will surface during his hearings. Democrats who favor abortion rights are focusing on their attention on obtaining documents and internal memos that Roberts wrote when he was in the first Bush administration that could offer hints about his views and philosophy on abortion as well as other issues.
Mary Agnes Carey for Congressional Quarterly.